Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello, everyone. This is the team with Dream Springsteen, and you are listening to Eyes Up Here with Dream Springsteen in the iHeartRadio Network or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, I have my co-host, Chadster, with me. Chad, I feel like I have not seen you in about 20 years. You look a little older than I last remember, but how are you doing today, buddy?
I was going to say, I think I look better than last time you saw me. I look great. I'm rested.
Are you rested? Well, I'm not. I just came back from an 82-day excursion in Disney World, so I'm a little tired.
Excuse us.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm back.
Excuse us. I've just been waiting in the chair for you, sitting here.
You've just been looking at my screen with a tear coming down your face because I wasn't here. But I want to thank, first of all, before we start, I want to thank Joel Gertner and Shane Douglas for filling in for me while I was gone. I really appreciate that. But I'm back. And I hear there's a lot going on in the news that I might have missed while I was away.
Jeez.
Did anything happen?
You know, like, here's the funny part, too. Like, we had to have started preparing for your trip in December.
Like, yeah.
And I mean December, like December 31st, where we recorded something and then, like, you and I had, like, a pad and pen out and we're like, all right, when should we, like, bulk record? Because I'm going to be away and this is when I'm going and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, all right, that's cool, whatever. And, you know, and it was, this person is pegged to guest host while you're gone. Okay, we got it. We only need 1 week. One. Well, who would have ever expected that? And I put this in big, bold, italic letters. Me. The biggest story in the history of the business breaks.
And I'm gone.
Week you go away.
I know. I was dying. I was like, oh my God, I can't. Because I was like, I was reading it between rides. Like, I'd go on a ride. I'd get off the ride. I'd Google something and see what was going on. And trying to like navigate Disney crowds while I'm looking at my phone. Absolutely insane. And you know what? I was so pissed off too. Because remember I told you I was going to read the testimonial, the 67-page gimmick that's out, right? So I download it, and I guess I didn't download it to the right thing on my iPad, and I get on the plane, and I'm all ready to read it, and it says, you must have an internet connection. And I was like, oh my God. So I read it, but I had to read it when I came home. I couldn't read it on the plane, but that was what I had planned to do on the plane because it's, you know, it's a long flight. So,
right.
But I did read it and I'm ready to talk about it. And, you know, people that are listening, we're coming at you late with these views just because I was away for a couple weeks. So for anyone who cares, I'm going to give my 2 cents. And
I got to back you up, though. Hold on. I got to back you up because I was dying to talk to you. You have, people have no idea. The Queen of Extreme broke this news to me.
I
was off the radar that day.
And Shane Douglas, too. I texted him and he was like, what?
Yeah. So he was the first person I called when I became available. And he and I were talking about it. And I almost felt like I had to ask like the mafia to do a hit for me. Right.
Oh, wow.
And because I was like, Shane, I know you just did our show last week. You were just on as a guest. And I know you were a part of a very, very popular and very, very good podcast. Would you please do us the honor of stepping in tonight to record an emergency video? I said, but I need you to go through the proper channels, just like with a mafia hit, to get clearance to do this hit for us, please.
Yeah.
I was like, I cannot believe that this is happening. And to read what the first thing that popped off the page was human trafficking.
Yes, that is disturbing to me. That, like, when I think of human trafficking, I think of more so like children.
Yeah.
And because even when I was in the bathroom in the Florida airport, there was a big thing in front of me, one in English and one in Spanish, about child trafficking.
Right.
And it was telling it showed I guess sign language or hand signals that you should use in the airport if somebody kidnaps you so the officer knows you're being trafficked.
Yes. Yeah, like, that's I'm reading a new thing.
And I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's what I think of. So to see this associated with Vince McMahon and Johnny Ace and all these people, like it's really weird. It didn't seem correct to me, but I guess it is. And let me just state before we start, everything is allegedly. I always like to point that out. Like, we don't know who's telling the truth. Janelle Grant came out with her, you know, her statement. And that's basically that 67. Is that an affidavit or is it like,
I think it's just a court filing.
Court filing. Well, yeah. That's her side of the story. And Vince McMahon comes out and says he will prove his innocence. So we don't know who's telling the truth and who's not. I'm basing like my reactions just to what Janelle Grant wrote and said happened. If it's true what she said, then oh my God, the things that were in there, let's start from the beginning. We have to start. The
trashiest romance novel brain.
This was not romantic at all. although I think, according to her, I think Vince tried to be romantic a couple times and failed. the beginning of the story is basically this woman, Janelle Grant, her parents pass away. She's distraught. She was a caregiver for them for many, many years, didn't work, needed a job to maintain, I guess, her lifestyle. She's in the same apartment complex as Vince McMahon, correct?
Building. Building.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when you think of apartment complexes and Vince McMahon, I think of kind of an upper class place. Like
I'm thinking of a high rise on the Jeffersons,
really, really
Trump
nice
tower.
Now, what I don't understand, first of all, in reading everything, she meets Vince through somebody who works in the building.
The building manager.
Right. Okay. And he says, I'll get you in touch with Vince McMahon and maybe he can help you.
Right.
So he's showing pity on Janelle Grant.
Correct.
She meets Vince McMahon. She, through text messaging, I believe, was their first encounter or something like that. And actually is invited up to his apartment. Now, it's been rumored for years that him and Linda have been separated and living separate lives for years. But what I don't get, and I'm jumping ahead here, and I'm going to probably jump back and forth. when he's talking to Janelle, he's saying, I don't want my wife to find out about this. I don't want to get a divorce. If they're separated, that's something that I didn't understand.
Yeah.
But let me get, so we'll get back to that.
But he says, but there is reference to his ex.
Right.
And that she's history.
But then who cares if she finds out?
I think that the public was Linda, to be honest with you, because since the public.
Four people that were not named.
Right.
I was getting so confused. Number one, number two, number three,
yeah,
number
WWE four. WWE executive one. Yeah. HR person two.
Let's call this one Ralph. Let's call this one Joe. I mean, it would have been much easier. Yeah,
John Doe, Jane Doe, yeah, Bill Doe.
So anyway, so they meet. Dildo. And I guess Vince starts talking to her, and I guess she tells him that she's looking for, you know, a position, a job, and it gets weird. It gets weird, like, right away. He starts talking about, like, a surgery that he had on his leg, and he draws a line on her leg to show where the knee surgery was. And so right off the bat, it's like the touchy-feely thing is coming out. And then from there, it gets weirder. It's like he tells her to meet him, and then he comes out in his underwear, standing in his underwear. He says he wants to hold her. It's just when he hugs her, he whispered, what did he whisper? Like, this is nice, or so nice, or so, like weird stuff. It just
asked for kisses on you know,
he asked for a kiss. She kissed him on the cheek. He says, that's not what I meant. Yeah. Yes. Just weird things. Now, for me as a woman, that would be a signal right then and there to get my ass out of there. This is not a job that I want. To me, she continued to go and pursue this relationship with him. She says that she was kind of like forced into it. And if you go on with the story, it just leads to her getting deeper and deeper into this relationship with Vince in order to keep her job. And then Vince takes in Johnny Ace, who now says that Vince was trafficking him. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be laughing, but that statement was ridiculous to me. I don't know. But then, like, other people, like, who was it? Was it Vince's chiropractor or somebody?
Not massage therapist, it was a not a personal trainer, it was along those lines. It was along those lines.
So she's having threesomes, Vince is there, and then the text messages that he is sending to her, you would never think would come out of this man's mouth. And people are saying it can't be Vince because look at the way he's typing. Maybe he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he didn't want to be accused of anything. So he wrote, I don't know.
Like a 12-year-old girl.
That's how Sandman texts me all the time. And he's more intelligent than that. He makes spelling mistakes and he shortens words and all this kind of stuff. Maybe Sandman texted her. I'm kidding. That's a joke, everybody. It got into to this relationship where he was basically pimping her out, showing not only, you know, his friends, but the WWE staff members and people that were on the production crew and, you know, talent. Naked pictures of her. It said that he forced her to make sexual videos, not only for him, but for other people.
unnamed former UFC champion,
who they
WWE superstar.
They took down all of his stuff, but I guess he's out because of this. She made a video of her urinating for him. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Look, whatever. I've said this so many. I don't care what kind of fetish that you're into. Like, whatever floats your boat is fine, you know. But don't you think that if you send videos to certain people, they're going to get around? Like, she says, "Oh, I don't want anybody seeing this stuff." Are you kidding me?
Everybody's going to sign an NDA.
So he promises her $3 million, only pays her $1 million, and then is like, bug off. You know what I mean? He doesn't even follow through with it. It's just the story to me, as badly as I feel for her, because being in a workplace like that, no woman should be treated like that. Let me just get that off my chest. You can't hold that over a woman's head to keep her job. Like, that's, to me, that is just so sexist and disgusting and humiliating for her. And but in the same breath, she went along with everything and continued to do so for what, 2 years?
Yeah.
Why? Was she so desperate for money that that was the only job that she could have obtained at that time? You know, like, yeah. I feel like if it was me, I would have turned around and walked out the door the minute I felt a weird vibe. And even before he was in his underwear. You know what I mean? Like, the finger on the leg, like, that to me is creepy. That's touchy-feely. That's hands-on. There's no reason to touch somebody like that. And then a long lingering hug and whispering in somebody's ear. That's bizarre to me.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't know. And I've been hugged by Vince McMahon. He did hug me.
Hey,
he didn't whisper anything in my ear, but you know, I've had a hug from Vince McMahon before. Now I know there have been a million stories out there about Vince with talent, other people in the office with talent. Never knew if they were true or not. You know, a lot of sources tell me a lot of the girls got their push because of the casting couch. I don't know if that's true or not, you know.
Without naming names, of course.
I can't name any names because I don't want to get anybody in heat.
But you know, there's plenty of stories out there. Oh,
there's
rumors.
I mean, when I worked there were stories floating around. And again, when I worked there, I was told by somebody higher up, if you want to, you know, be seen, you need to go get a bottle of oil. I mean, I don't know if it was supposed to be cooking oil. What kind of oil? Who uses oil? I don't know. Rubbing oil all over my boobs and knocking on Vince's door and going in there and leaning on his desk and trying to get noticed. That's what I was told to do. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. So, you know, I kind of believe what this girl is saying. Although, you know, I wasn't there, so we can't prove it 100%. But I can see this kind of thing happening. He is a millionaire. He has so much power. The way that the guys would follow him, like the, you know, the corporates, when I would go to Raw, I would see him walking down the corridor and he'd have four or five guys just following him around everywhere. I mean, they would do whatever he told them to do. The man's got power, you know, power, money. I just don't understand why she didn't walk away.
Two questions that can kind of serve both sides of the coin. One, with what you saw backstage, and then two, kind of what I went through when I applied and interviewed and ultimately got the job I had at the offices. What you saw backstage with Vince at TV, because I was never essentially at a TV taping in the manner you were, of course.
Yeah.
A TV taping is stressful. A TV taping is a crazy day.
Right.
Vince's interactions with the crew is what I thought was very funny, because what's the crew to Vince? The guys he's sitting in his office with were presumably whomever he was booking the show with, or the top talent that was coming in and out. I mean, Vince isn't getting up there and hanging the banners with the ring crew, or putting up the ring, or sitting with the TV gaffers.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? So that's where I was like, who's the technical crew or whoever? Like, that was very murky to me, because it was very vague on who's the TV crew or the technical crew.
Maybe production, in the truck.
Right, but like that
wasn't Kevin Dunn in the truck a lot.
But then, so this is where then I was like, all right, but it was weird in the old sense, but in the new sense of Vince wasn't really in control over the last little while. Mm-hmm. Now we got old man Vince sitting like this at TV. Hey, I'm sitting here at TV. Hey, who wants to see a picture on my phone? Ha ha. So then I was like, maybe it makes sense that old man Vince is getting pushed out of the picture and is trying to get people to like think he's cool now that he's lost his power, and this is what he's doing. So that's where I thought about that. Then the second side is, like I said, at the office. Now, granted, we're going back to 2006, completely different world. The level of fear that roamed those hallways mm-hmm. was palpable.
Yeah.
You could not look the wrong direction without getting heat from somebody. So the fact that she was able to get in, get a promotion, demotion, unpromotion, and nobody said anything is incredible to me. So that's where I can't believe it. Because you know what? It's all about fear. With how they were. It's predatory.
But if you remember, though, there were several instances in the 67 pages where she said that the one head wouldn't even look at her, and that when she would walk his way, he would turn and walk another way. So people knew, but they weren't saying anything, and they were either being very mean to her or they were just ignoring the fact.
Yeah.
Which, you know, she didn't even work in the main office. She worked across the street, she said. She was in the other office.
And this is that, I guess, new office.
I suppose so, because this is from 2019 to 2021-ish.
Right.
But what, you know, another thing that happened to me, I remember showing up. It was TV and I wasn't booked. And somebody higher up told me to go sit in the makeup chair and get my hair and makeup done and put on a gimmick outfit. And I said, but I'm not working. And they said, doesn't matter. We want Vince to see you. So they made me go in the makeup chair, which all the girls that were working, you know, there was only one makeup artist. And so you had to fight your way into that chair sometimes. And for me not being on TV that evening and sitting in that chair, I was like, I know I have heat now. But they made me sit in the chair and get all ready. And then they made me roam the halls for Vince to make him see me, which was completely, for me, embarrassing. It's like, well, you know, I look ridiculous, and here I am roaming the halls trying to find him so he would see me. And I finally did find him, and I said, hello, how are you? And I shook his hand, and he gave me like an up and down, and then he walked away. And I'm thinking, well, what am I supposed to do now? Go follow him? You know?
Right.
Just really weird stuff. And then at One Night Stand 2005, I remember I went there. Really wasn't made up to the nines, because I knew I had to sit in the makeup chair that evening. And I went up to Vince and I shook his hand, and he was just like, and blah, 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 and walked away. After I sat in the makeup chair, he was walking by me and he grabbed my hand and held it like this, cupped it, and said, "I'm Vince." And I said, "I know." I mean, shook your hand like an hour ago. He didn't even realize it was me because of the, you know, I went in the makeup chair and stuff, and he just kind of stared at me. And then I kind of took my hand and walked away. I was like, "What is going on?" So, you know, again, I get the whole power thing. He's got a lot of power. Girls want a spot. They'll do whatever to get on top, get a spot. But with Janelle, like, maybe, I don't know, did she not think that she can get a job? That, like, I think her initial pay was like $80,000. She didn't think she was qualified anywhere else to make 80 grand for her first year. So that's why she went along with what she did. But I mean, you know, she was getting a post-traumatic stress disorder. Her hair was falling out. She was throwing up. She was bleeding out of her privates. She was down to like 100 pounds because of all of this, having to have sex multiple times during the, not even per week, per day. And she was saying she had to go to Johnny Laurinaitis's room in the morning because she was his breakfast. That's what they called it. She was his breakfast several times, you know, during the week. It's like, how much can one woman take? Like, but she's continuing to do it. Why didn't she quit? She said she couldn't quit, I guess, but why didn't she walk out in the beginning? That's what I don't get. I guess she just wanted to make the money. I don't
work
know.
You go work at Burger King if you need a job. Like, no job is that important if it's your safety and it's this level of like obsession that you're in danger and it's at that level. So that's what I just, there were so many things. Like, and again, I'm in the exact same position that you are. I don't want to come off forming an opinion or saying anything negative when you're, you know, a victim.
Yeah. But
it's just incredible, some of this stuff. And again, and I'm going back to my own personal interview experience. I went through like 10 interviews to get like a $12 an hour job.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, it's crazy. I just, cause you know, I didn't have that high rise apartment, I guess. And, you know, well, some other things.
It's very frustrating too. Cause like in my case, I had so much experience under my belt. I had 13 years in the business when I went to work there, and I was very, very confident on my ability to speak on the mic, to take bumps, to work. I kept myself in shape for my age. I mean, I was 34 years old, and to be told that I needed to do these things to be recognized and you know, to be put on the TV taping. I was like, you can take this and stick it up your ass. I'm not doing this, you know? And maybe that's why I got fired. I don't know. I had asked for my release and they had said no. And then a month and a half later it was like, "Johnny Ace, I got nothing for you." And I'm just like, "Oh, really? You have nothing for me? I guess you didn't think hard enough."
Because he was trying to say, "What are you doing for breakfast?"
I'm not somebody's breakfast, I'll tell you that right now. But yeah, I'm not trying to come off as insensitive, because I do feel bad for her. The things that I've read were horrific, and no woman should ever have to go through that. Let's just make that very, very clear. The men involved, if true, are a bunch of scumbags. They're pigs. And it, you know, if Vince did this, if Johnny did this, they're disgusting. And you know, hopefully, if it comes to the point where they say this happened, hopefully they'll get their day and be punished for it. But you know, I don't understand why a female would put themselves in that position in the first place. I'm not saying she was asking for it, because I don't believe she was. I just feel like there were signs that, me reading it as a female, I'm like, "Oh, there's a sign right there. I'm out the door. Oh, there's another one. See ya." I wouldn't even accept a phone call. Like, there were things in there that were so weird that would give me like a creepo vibe and I would just have to leave. Why did she stay? Yeah. What did she think was going to happen? You know?
Yeah. And just to kind of piggyback off of your stories. So there have been stories shared by some people and maybe more by fans too, but the big one is Ashley Massaro, who passed away a few years ago. If you remember back in our history, you were at my show in Richmond, Virginia, when Ashley Massaro passed away. I remember it more than you do, more than likely. But the story about Ashley Massaro and the whatever it was, the tribute to the troops incident, that was around then, that story. And that was being bandied about back then. And that was what, 2018, 2019. So the fact that that came back around now, this is not good for Vince McMahon. I mean, so this is just Janelle Grant. That doesn't include the $30 million other dollars that are apparently tied up in these NDAs that he was writing without WWE knowledge. And apparently, like, you know, it's not really got much ground or something because of the way he did it. So he did it the way he wanted to do it. But the Ashley Massaro thing is really, really, really bad when you look back at it.
And there, somebody just came out and said that they knew. And they kept quiet.
Yeah, Johnny Ace.
It was Johnny that said that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Johnny Ace fully came out and said that he knew that she went to Johnny Ace and Vince. And they did not want to disrupt their relationship with the military and all the goodwill they had had with the military to that point. And that basically, if you want to find out, you can file a Freedom of Information Act and get whatever the investigation is that they've done. And, you know, poor Ashley Massaro, you know, like that is, it's heartbreaking that she suffered the way she did. There was no justice. And unfortunately she'll never, ever, ever know what the final verdict is going to be. Cause this, it's just, it sucks. And this is jumping ahead a little bit with Vince, but like, where do you kind of stand with the historical piece with him?
What, like removing him from everything?
Like, we just put out a video about Vince a week before you went on vacation, laughing and joking. Ha ha, here he is.
Yeah.
On your music video thing, and we're laughing, and here he is. Like,
how many women are there that were victimized by Vince McMahon that have kept their mouths shut? Because a big part of this, thing by Janelle, whatever it's called, I don't even know. She's saying that she wants to be the voice of the women who are silent, who can't come forward. And maybe this will trigger them to realize, you know, we need to stand together and we need to basically put this guy in his place, right? So what you said, so many things are out there. How many girls or women did he have to pay off to keep quiet? Hush money. How many women did he, you know, demoralize, victimize? The word, I can't use the word because, you know, but force himself upon when she said no repeatedly. How many women did he do that to? How many women have fell victim to this man and to his cronies that he let borrow or share or whatever the term is, trafficking, whatever they're calling it. How many women are involved in this that don't have a voice, that are scared to speak about it? You know what I mean? Whether it's because they're getting paid off still, whether it's because they might think people might look at them as a whore, whether it's because they were married at the time and they wanted a push. How many women has he done this to? There's got to be tens of hundreds of women out there. So when you read something like this, is it that far-fetched? Not really. No. The one thing that I was taken aback with was him defecating.
I'm glad you brought it up because okay.
That part, I was just like,
did you read the full details?
Yeah, I've read everything. I read everything. I mean, is he that twisted?
That's the one that almost every detail I remember, like, verbatim. I don't know why.
Really?
Because it was so ridiculous.
It's so, I mean, I got sick. He went to shower and she had to continue servicing the friend while she had, poop all over her. I'm like, are you kidding? What? Like, who does this? How demented, if that is a true statement, how demented is this man?
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Oh my God, I can't wrap my head around this.
Yeah, Vince is into scatological, play.
Yeah.
There's urination. I mean, this is fetishes. This is domination. This is
talking about African American.
Oh my God. I mean,
the African American men.
Time out. How about the sex toys named after the WWE superstars?
What the hell?
And did you read through the tea leaves onto who one was? Did you catch on who the one sex toy was named after?
A smaller wrestler, he said.
Wrestler, I believe it was who had faced adversity. And I'm, this is my speculation and some stuff I had read.
Who is it? Say it.
I think that one of the sex toys was named Kofi.
Kofi? I thought one of them was Hornswoggle because they said like a smaller wrestler. I thought it was Dylan.
I think it was Kofi because it was around the time, and this is the other thing that ties into Brock, allegedly. Former UFC champion, WWE superstar.
I think everybody knows who it is by now.
Re-signed a contract. All the stuff that happened with Brock and the re-signing of the contract, and like his title victory, I think, was all like lined up with like Kofi stuff, and he suffered a big. It's all like Kofi. So
look, I don't know who was who, but it's weird. Like weird stuff. Like they were saying she was bleeding because he was fisting her.
I'm sorry, I can't.
You're gonna have to beep some of this.
I'm not laughing.
No.
I'm not laughing because of the severity of the nature of it.
How old was he?
Ridiculous.
2020. This is 5 years ago. He's what now? 76? He was 71 years old when he's doing all of this stuff with dildos and pooping on. He's an old man. What the hell? Oh my God. Like, stop. I can't.
So there's also been some word about things that have come out, like Shane McMahon, why Shane McMahon decided to really distance himself.
Because he didn't want to be like his father.
He did not want to be a part of any of this. So he is
my favorite McMahon. I love Shane.
But you know what is so great about the fact you have said that forever, and you are not the only one. I've heard this on other shows, other former people from the company saying the same thing. So what is it about Shane that made him so different?
Maybe Linda was a good mother and a good role model and a good figure to the children. Maybe he took after his mother. I don't know anything about Linda. I've never heard anything about Linda. I mean, I feel bad for her for having to put up with him for all these years. Could you imagine being married to this man and being a figure? She was talent for a long time. And having to endure, like, I'm sure when she walked in, everybody just shut up and stood at attendance and, you know, she's Mrs. McMahon. But you don't think she heard anything? You don't think she knew stuff?
Yeah.
She's not a dumb woman. There's ways you can find out. They're rich. They could get private investigators and stuff. Oh, follow God. You around.
But even with, like you said, with talent, and when Vince was in his late 50s, you know, he's bannying out 20-something Trish Stratus and making out with her on TV in front of the comatose Linda McMahon, you know, on television. And
right.
That had to be something he had to sit her down to convince. This is best for business.
Yeah. We're not saying Trish did anything behind the scenes. I'm not saying.
No,
on the air.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being his wife and having to endure that type of thing. But in the case of Shane, I mean, you know, maybe he's just, you know, he's just a good person. I've never heard anything, like when I worked, I never heard anything about Shane cheating on his wife. I always heard he was a good family man who loved his boys, loved his wife. I don't know the McMahon. So I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but I always heard that he was the good one. It was the righteous McMahon.
I've heard a couple people say Shane is my favorite McMahon. And
he's always been my favorite.
You say it. You say it. That, and you've always said it vociferously.
Yeah.
Just like that.
But I mean, as far as Linda goes, I feel bad for her, but she had power. She tolerated him for years. They had children together. And you're used to a lifestyle. A certain lifestyle, and maybe she didn't want to give it up. I don't know. All I know is I could not go through that. There's no way. It's just, this whole story just makes me think how many more stories are out there and who's coming next. Who's going to open their mouth next? Because you know there's more than Janelle.
Tons. Yeah.
She's not the only one. And then it brought it back to the referee, I believe, in 1994.
The incident was in the 80s and the suit was in the 90s, yes.
Okay. 80, was it 84 she was in the limo?
It was 84, 85 where the limo incidents happened, but then she filed much later.
Yeah, and so she's claiming that she was, I guess, forced to have sex with Vince McMahon in a limousine.
Right.
In order to keep her job. And again, like, fire me. Get me out of this limo. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, let's go back to that if you can, if that's all right. When you talk about that incident with the oil, right?
Yeah.
And when they asked you to do that.
Yeah.
When you said no,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you met with a surprised reaction, or were you met with a like, oh, whatever. And then like moved on. Cause they may ask this to everybody every time they come through that hallway. So what was the reaction like when you were absolutely opposed to it?
So I was crying. I was literally crying at this point. I remember I was standing in a very closed, it wasn't a hallway, but it was like, there might've been like one of those trunks, you know, with the trunks that they had, the big blue trunks. I might've been between a trunk and a wall or something. And I'm having this conversation with this higher up guy. I'm not going to say who it is. And they're telling me what to do. And I was just sobbing. And he was just like, well, it'll get you noticed or something to that effect. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. I said, I want to go home. And basically it was just like, okay, trying to help. I'm just trying to help you. And I was just like, I'm not doing it, you know? And I'm going on record. Vince never made a pass at me. Like, he's never been inappropriate. Like the one time when I'm Vince, that was just weird. It was like, I guess he liked the way I looked when I came out of the makeup chair, but he's never done anything like inappropriate towards me.
Right.
I just want to put that out there before this, you know, blows up or whatever. But it's like, I was pissed off because, and I'm not trying to be, an asshole, but I know I have talent. I know I'm talented. I know what I can do in the ring. And when you have somebody who has experience and who knows what they're doing, to be told to just, you know, go in there and just do something like that. I've never been told to do anything like that in my life. When I worked for ECW, I didn't have to sleep with Paul or anybody. Like, it was just my talent. I go to a place like this and it's just, all I hear is like, this one's doing this and this one's doing that and this one's with this one. I'm just like, good Lord, do they not look at a person and say, well, they're a really good worker, you know, or they're really good on the mic, or okay, they're a pretty girl, but they have talent. The talent, really, to me, that wasn't in play. It was like, what are you going to do to get him to notice you? And I'm just like, well, frig, who hired me? I want to know who hired me. And when I had that walk with Vince, I asked him, why am I here? Like, you don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about ECW. You have our tape library. You bought the tape library. Well, I don't watch it. He has people watch his stuff for him. You know, and he told me point blank, I don't know anything about ECW. I don't know anything about your work. This is your company and I'm hired and you don't know a thing about me or about my colleagues that came in with me. What kind of bullshit is that? You know, it was such an uncomfortable conversation, and we're walking around the building, mind you, just me and him, you know.
Right.
And I'm looking at him like, dude, you got to be ribbing me. Is this a rib? You know, I've never heard of somebody being hired and the boss doesn't know anything about them. It's unbelievable, you know? And then that's where the whole, what do you got for me, Vince, came from, you know? I had to go chase him down the next night. And that's when he gave me that big hug. That's my girl. And he gave me this big, tight hug. And then my name was on the wall. And I'm thinking, huh. But it didn't stay there. Why didn't it stay there? I don't know.
Now, I have a question for you. After reading the 67-page filing, much like he answered the door for Janelle Grant when he gave her a hug, was he wearing his underwear when he gave you the hug?
No, he was wearing a suit.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Jabroni. He pulled me. I was in line for my draw and he pulled me out of line. Francine, can I speak to you? And I was like this. I was like, where's that voice coming from? What's going on? I didn't expect it because I had come out of Johnny Ace's office. crying. And I was told, just go get your draw. You know, all right, I'll get my draw. And I'm standing there. And then Vince, you know, I took my 10-minute stroll with Vince. But he was never inappropriate with me. It was just, you know, do this to get noticed. Do that to get noticed. So with my experience there and with listening to the stories about what other girls did or, you know, what they had to endure or what was suggested to them. Like Tori Wilson, I think, just came out and said Vince wanted her to do, you know, to do more or something. Like, it's just like, is this so hard to believe? Really?
Yeah.
And the answer is no, it's not hard to believe, but the scenarios are bizarre world. And that's, to me, looking at him, like I would never look at him and think, oh, he's into scat. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's a corporate businessman and an older corporate businessman to boot. So just to see that kind of stuff in print threw me for a loop. So like my analysis of this, like I feel bad 100%. I feel horrible for her for what she had to endure. But if she just would have walked out in the beginning, it would have never happened.
Right.
So there you go. I mean, I don't know. You can only go along with something for so long. And I don't know where she thought this would end up. Like, what did she think she was going to be, like, his wife in the end or something? Like, I don't know.
I don't think she had any kind of desire based off of what I read. It just didn't seem so like either, there was a desire for that.
No, but why? She had to have known that the relationship wasn't going to end well. She was going to lose her job if she stopped screwing him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's just bizarre. If you haven't read it, it's online. You can read it. It's 67 pages. It really didn't take me that long to read, I don't think, but there's just a lot of stuff in there. And again, I feel terrible for her. I feel terrible for any woman who has been taken advantage of, because they did take advantage of her 100%. 100%. But it was kind of like she was playing along with it to keep her job. You know, I don't know if she felt trapped, if she was afraid. She was afraid of physical harm. Because there was an instance where she said he hit her.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, you know, I who do you believe?
As the interviews start to come out too, you know, people are going to start doing podcasts and they have been, people are going to get asked questions. You know, people are also releasing statements. I listened to, Click This, the Kevin Nash podcast. He was a little, I would say a little laissez-faire when it comes to answering the question. 'Cause he said, you know, since Triple H is his buddy, he doesn't really want to comment on it, and he's not going to read it because of that. But he wasn't as, like, I would say, fair with his breakdown of the whole thing. He kind of, like, took shots at Janelle Grant's lawyer and, like, he said that the text seemed like more fantasy play, which somebody else did say to me as well. A wrestler in a former WWE superstar said, thought fantasy play as well. But I think the more that's come out, that's kind of subsided, right? Would you agree? Maybe at first you think weird, maybe fantasy. Now I think we're thinking it's more the truth.
Well, I mean, some of the text messages was him, I guess, just maybe trying to role play or fantasy play, whatever you call it. Because those scenarios weren't happening. He would say, I want to see blah, 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 do this to you. I want to see three blah, blah, blahs in your blah, blah, blah. Like the things that he was texting her it didn't happen. He right. was just going off on his own, you know, sick, perverted mind, what he wanted to see her do. But then he would say to her, okay, I want you to send me a video of you doing this. And, you know, nowadays, these videos get out there. Everybody's going to see them. I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't end up on Pornhub or something like in the future. You know what I mean? Or no. celebrity. She's not a celebrity, but, you know, just online. Like,
That doesn't matter. They should become celebrity.
I guess so. I mean, I feel bad for her, but this could have all been just prevented if she didn't take the, you know, the first meeting. I understand you want to go up there. You want to see what's going on. But as soon as things got weird, she should have left. Mm-hmm. Get another job. Just do something else. This didn't have to happen. Unfortunately, it did. And I feel bad for her. And I think all the men involved are pigs. 100%. She was taken advantage of. She was used. She was abused. They tossed her around like a rag doll. Terrible, terrible things that they did to her. I'm not justifying anything. And I'm not saying she asked for it. But she should have just walked right out that door.
Incredible. Bret Hart says, I'm going to speak my truth. I'm not worried about Vince's feelings. He's never cared about mine. I don't have any problem with anybody kicking his head around the parking lot. I'm okay with the truth coming out. I don't think this is the only incident of this kind of predatory behavior.
Wow. Well, there you have it.
I mean, it's incredible. And there's going to be more. There's going to be more. Nick Foley, I listened to what he said on his show. Foley is Pod. He basically was kind of crushed to hear that, you know, what's going to happen to his legacy now? What if they wipe out all of Vince McMahon's footage from WWE? That's Mick Foley's entire run, you know? What happens to Mick Foley? Does he get wiped out of WWE history?
Do they do that now?
Chris Benoit gets edited out of stuff all the time.
Chris Benoit allegedly murdered his family.
But they could. What if they take out Vince out of every? You never. What if they just take? What if they say when we bring everything to Netflix, we're not uploading X, Y, and Z to Netflix now, and that includes this.
If Vince settles, is there a way to settle this and just?
I mean, there's a way to settle it, yeah. But remember, she didn't care about the money. She's not give a shit if he gives, hey, here's the other $2 million that I held back, or here's $100 million, go away. Oh my God. She wants to take him down.
How much is he worth?
Bills. Billions.
Like a billionaire.
Because remember, the thing was, if he was removed from TKO, he got another couple $100 million. And he gone. And here was the other thing. Did you hear this about the TKO thing? So Ari Emanuel, the head honcho of TKO, his daughter was working at the WWE offices during this.
Has she come forward?
Or the last 2 years. Excuse me. Last 2 years. Not my bad.
He hasn't said anything, right?
Oh, I haven't heard that. But he was furious when he heard that.
Well, you know what? Somebody had posted on Twitter... I don't know what year it was, but I guess it was from Raw. It was Vince McMahon and Stephanie cutting a promo on her dad about when I was 17 years old and you made me go with all those businessmen and I did what you, but how ironic is it?
It's weird.
It's very weird.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
But then you can also point out there's a segment with Hulk Hogan and Vince McMahon where he puts him on a lie detector test and Hulk Hogan says, are you a perverted, power hungry freak? No. And he says, no. And the thing goes,
right.
So, I mean, but he pokes fun at it too.
He's a weirdo. Like these angles and these pervert, like he wanted to have an incest angle with Stephanie. Like how out of the box is that crap?
Necrophilia. Like, remember the necrophilia?
So it's just so weird. Like he's a weird dude, I suppose. This just solidifies It's not just business. It's not just a weirdo for the ratings. He's a weirdo in real life, if this is true.
How about, wait a second.
I'm going to ask this nice and slow. Are you a sick, perverted, power-hungry freak?
Oh, God, look at his face.
No. I'm a very well-respected businessman the world over.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, he pokes fun at it. So, I mean, yeah. But the incest thing, there was that one where she said, you pimp me out, basically.
Yeah.
But then there was another one where he says, go home and tell your mother that after the ink is dry on the divorce, I'm going to get a girlfriend and she's going to be younger than you.
Yeah. Why not? Does he have a girlfriend now?
Probably. You know, come on. You know what it is. They, people don't care.
They like his mustache?
Dude, OJ had girlfriends, okay?
OJ's got prostate cancer.
I saw that. I did see that today.
I think that's what I read. Anyway, look, this story, there's going to be more to it. If there is, we'll cover it. Bottom line is my heart goes out to the girl, Janelle. I feel horrible for her. I really, really do. I'm disgusted by, again, any man that was involved in any of this, because it's gross. But I just wish she would have just walked away. That's all I'm saying. I wish she would have just left his apartment like the minute he got weird and said, no, I don't need this job, and blocked him on her phone. I don't know. That's my thing.
Chastise him for being a dirty old man. What if she told him to grow the mustache?
I doubt it.
Or she said, you look great. You look young.
Do we know how old she is? She looks young.
Conflicting stories. So that one picture that's bandied about, I thought she was like in her 20s.
Yeah.
It says she's 43.
43?
I mean, you know, I'm north of the four. And I think that, and I get told all the time, I don't look that age.
Yeah.
I don't look like I'm in my 20s, but
she looks like
in her 20s.
She looks like a before picture on the fake commercials where. Yeah.
But I saw another picture that was not as good as that one where she looked older. So that's where I'm not
maybe
sure.
Don't picture her though.
Yeah, maybe. But so I've heard 43, I've heard 37.
Okay.
I don't know, but.
Pretty girl. Very yeah, pretty nice girl.
Picture. Nice picture.
It's just really unfortunate that, you know, and I'm sure this happens all over the world where women get used and abused. And I mean, you just have to have the balls to tell them no and walk away. And if you lose your job, you lose your job. Get another job. I know it's not that easy. I understand that. But my God, look at all the things that this girl's going through right now.
Yeah.
You know, can't leave her house for weeks, sick as a dog, depression. For him?
Incredible. Come on. You know what she should have said to him?
What's that?
Oh, crap.
You're so bad.
Muted.
You're the worst.
Yeah.
Do it again. You know what she should have said to him?
You know what?
What?
What she should have said to him?
What?
You're fired.
There you go. What?
That's what she should have said.
Oh, brutal.
Well, brutal. There was some other stuff that happened while you were gone. Whatever. The Rock, he was back. Everybody was pissed. Now he's a heel. And
yeah.
Him and Roman might be teaming up against Cody and... could be Seth. Seth might not be cleared. I saw somebody pitch that maybe it should be Stone Cold Steve Austin. That would be epic. Imagine that.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be his last. Isn't he looking for a last match?
Could be. But I mean, like, literally, who gives a shite?
Well,
who gives a shit? I mean, really, who cares?
Everybody who is into WrestleMania cares because the We Want Cody hashtag was all over socials. So guess what? The WWE Universe has spoken and WWE listened. So there you go.
Okay, sidebar. Do you really think they listened, or do you think this was the plan all along?
I don't know.
I think it was the plan.
I like to think they listened to the people.
Did you see any of that press conference?
No, I didn't.
It was very well done.
Yeah.
If you like a good angle and you want to watch about a minute and 30 seconds of a video, check it out on your Twitter feed. It was and you know who it was? Sorry, modern fans. Sorry. It was because of The Rock.
Uh-huh.
The Rock is the one who made it, because if it wasn't for the old school, there would be no business, and The Rock saved everything.
I saw him on Pat McAfee. He was funny. Did you see that clip?
Yes, he was awesome.
He was kind of like telling everybody, in front of your computers, we want Cody.
he said, Dad, can we go play catch? Sorry, son. Hashtag Cody, whatever it was.
We want Cody.
Yeah, we want Cody.
And then the wife comes in. You want to have sex? No, we want Cody. I have to stay on the computer and do my hashtags. Hilarious.
He's right. Yeah, oh, and the other thing too, while you were gone, they officially announced Dark Side of the Ring with
five.
The Sandman.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm going to be with him tomorrow, which we're recording this on Friday night. I'm going to be with him and Todd Gordon tomorrow for our Wrestling Universe gimmick, so maybe I'll have him come on after it airs and we can talk about it.
I've been waiting for this one for what, 2 years?
Here's what it's gonna be like. Yo, no. Yo, I did drugs. Yo, yo, I was in Chippendale. Yo, yeah,
I was so close. Like, I was going down my Rolodex of people to start messaging. I was going to reach out to Tyler, right? And be like, he might not be bad. And like, wonder if him and his dad are around. Can you imagine Sandman as a half fill-in for you?
Oh, the co-host, you mean? Oh, my God.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
He's starting a podcast. He's trying to, anyway.
Is he trying to? Well, yeah. Listen.
He's trying to.
If he tries, I'm sure.
He's like, yo, how do you use a green screen? Oh my God. I said, I'll have to walk you through it. He's the best.
Well,
we'll have him on.
I got nothing else. So,
all right. Yeah, this was, again, don't come at me, ladies, if you're listening to this. I have much love for the females in the business, for Janelle. Like I said, if my whole thing was if she just would have left. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know how desperately she needed money, but just don't put yourself in that situation is all I'm saying. And if you get fired, you get fired. Your dignity and self-respect is worth more.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
Yeah. But that's it. That's all I got.
Well, let's see. I would recommend wholeheartedly that the listening folks head over to the YouTube channel for Eyes of Here, the ECW Diva Francine's official YouTube channel, where you get all the greatness that is this audio version of the Eyes Up Here show with Francine, but with a video component and a huge archive with exclusive video, with interviews with past ECW superstars, WWE superstars, some current superstars of Impact Wrestling, and watch-alongs and stuff from our old Patreon archive, and just a ton of additional content, both on the membership tier, but also on the free side as well. And if you haven't joined us over there, it's close to that 10,000 mark.
We've been so close.
Look, it's in smell range now, okay? Yeah. Just get over there, click subscribe, like it, subscribe to like videos, share them, do whatever you got to do. Get over there. Please join us. And, you won't be disappointed. Am I right?
You're right. We work hard on it and it's a fun channel. And we'll be doing, we're doing a live for my birthday. We have to pick a date. My birthday's coming up. My birthday's February 19th. Let's do a live.
No, that day, I'm also busy. So I'll have to let you know on the
Monday, February 19th.
Well, you know, I'm busy that day. Well, at night, maybe I might be freed up, perhaps.
That's
but
when we do the lives.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, my God. Well, I want to do it on my birthday. So
we'll figure it out.
If he can't come, I'll be alone doing a stream.
Figure it out. I got eight party candles that night as well.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I forgot about little Brie.
My daughter's birthday is the same day.
Can't you celebrate hers on the 20th? We got stuff to do.
We'll figure it out.
All right. We'll figure it out. Anyway, going over to
but yes, the Alive is coming though.
Yeah, Alive's coming. And, you know, it's free to subscribe. So click the subscribe button, ring the bell so you get the notifications and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you want to follow me, it's at ChattyMB on Twitter, at IB Exclusives on Instagram, IBExclusives.com website. And also Get My Go on YouTube. A couple new episodes dropped in the last couple of weeks, including the precursor to Nick Houseman. You've done interviews with Nick Houseman. You did for Wrestling Inc., I think, but he had an epic meltdown on social media, but we kind of had like a precursor episode about him because he's the one who tried to kind of bring down Chris Jericho a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And we did an episode about him. So please check it out on YouTube. Get My Go.
Okay. If you want to follow me across the board on social media, you can find me at ECW Diva Francine. I hope you are staying safe. I hope you are staying healthy. And most of all, I hope you are staying extreme.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.